720 WGN. Happy Tuesday, everybody. John Hansen here. Your Money Matters. We take you up till 7 o'clock today. I think I was telling you guys this story yesterday. I'm scrolling through Block Club. You all know I work there as an editor and do the podcast, and reading the story that Maya McDonald wrote, one of our great freelance reporters. She was reporting from the Southwest side at the Aloha Motel, or the former Aloha Motel, that for a couple of years, or at least for a little bit, has been used to help out unhoused Chicagoans and beyond. But they actually broke ground last Friday on a $14 million project to really fully convert the motel into a transitional housing facility, which is going to feature a lot of private rooms with private bathrooms and all other sorts of things. I'm scrolling through this story, thinking, oh, this is awesome. And then I see a familiar name in it. $80,000 is part of the funding, and it comes from Marquette Bank, which is a huge number, and it makes a lot of sense. We've done a lot of stuff with Marquette Bank. And Christy Cox, you and I chatted a couple months ago about all that you do to give back to neighborhoods. You're the first VP, Director of Neighborhood, and thanks for joining us to talk about this project.
Thank you for having me, John. I appreciate it.
I was thrilled to read that you do this because obviously you've been on our airwaves. I think on Giving Tuesday, we talked about how you guys really do give back to the neighborhoods of Chicago. And here this pops up. You're talking the talk and walking the walk. Walk us through a little bit of this project and how you guys decided to help on out.
Sure. Yeah. It seems like just yesterday we were on the phone, but I guess it was already Thanksgiving time.
A couple months ago, right?
We've done a lot with Beds Plus over the years. Way back, we did a cook team with them every month, and then we would provide lunches. And so we've worked with Beds Plus for, probably a couple decades over different projects. And we heard about them building this new, or not building, but remodeling this new facility. And we saw the importance of the work that they were doing, and we have the opportunity to invest in this project, and we really felt like it was an important and it was a good fit for our community. And so we were happy to support Beds Plus with the $80,000 donation in honor of our anniversary.
And I was wondering if the 80 happened to be aligned with the 80th birthday, and that's certainly a big number, and I'm sure was a helpful part of their fundraising. And I imagine part of this is, and why I think it fits well with all that you guys do, is a lot of this is about dignity for people to have their own bathrooms, to have their own rooms. But it's a way for unhoused folks or people that have been through some stuff to get back up on their feet again and to get to a point in which they're able to, move out, right? This isn't supposed to be, and I don't think that they intend it to be, or anyone goes into here, hey, this is where I'm going to be for a long time. This is meant to be a chance for people to get the ground underneath their feet, maybe right, get a gig, have an address for a little while, and then turn into someone that is back working again, maybe, or someone that continues to work and gets their own place, gets their own home. I mean, this can be a real turnaround story for people.
For sure. Like you said, I think it's meant to be like a 90-day traditional or transitional housing for them, where they'll be able to get some stability, like you said. They're going to help them find employment. Things that we take for granted every day in our lives, right? With, and like you said, having some privacy and some safety and some dignity and keeping their family together. Families can stay together there and help them rebuild and get back on their feet. And, that's what we all want for our community, right? For everyone to feel safe.
I didn't even think about keeping families together, but you're right. Entire families experience this. Shelters are not a great place for kids and for families. I'm speaking broadly, of course. There's a lot of great facilities doing the Lord's work trying to help people out, but to have your own room and bathroom is a way different situation for stability. I mean, this is just one of the many things you guys do. It seems like a perfect fit for me. You want to just kind of give a broad shout out to all your efforts that you're doing, not listing every single one, because I know it's a lot, Christy, but just why you guys do what you do.
Sure. As being a neighborhood bank, that's what you do, right? It's about showing up and giving back. We have our Marquette neighborhood commitment. We do things all through the year. We focus on four areas in need, which are shelter, obviously, hunger, education, and health and well-being. So, we're excited. We do these things every day, and this is something that we're really excited about. It kind of brings it all together and reflects our 80-year commitment to reinvesting in the neighborhoods that we serve.
I love that. And I know that the groundbreaking again was last Friday. They got a while to go with this thing, I imagine, to turn it all the way around. But what a great thing this is. Again, they've been helping out in this area since 2023, but with your $80,000 from Marquette Bank, and then again, they got some government funding as well to turn this thing around and help some people out. It is a great story. I'm so glad you were here to share it with us, Christy. Keep us posted on any new projects you guys want to shout out. We'd love to give you guys the megaphone.
Sure. There's hoping, you know, in the next year, by the end of the year and beginning of next year, they'll be in there, and I'm calling it home for them and helping more people get back on their feet.
I love that. Christy, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Speaking of homes and Marquette Bank, how about our mortgage rate report? It's sponsored by Marquette Bank. That all fits together nicely. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate, where I usually go to look, 6.1%. Of course, that number varies a little bit. Speaking of numbers varying, let's get to traffic and weather. Let's start with the temperatures. Mary Vandeveld, how are we looking?